Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
If you're a fan of Love Island, you'll know that a regular feature of the show is when the couples take relationship tests to see if their relationship has got real potential. Given that most of these people met each other 5 minutes previously, the tests are probably of some use. But in the real world, are they just nonsense? Chrissy Russell has been writing about them in today's Independent. Afternoon, Chrissy.
Good afternoon.
These are a thing on social media as well.
Oh, the relationship tests. I mean, Jesus, as if relationships aren't testing enough already. The
yes.
fact that you can now test it so many ways online. Yeah, they seem to be having a real moment, these different tips and tricks for finding out whether you're really compatible.
Yeah, and give us an example of one.
So there's the catch-up test. That seems to be the big one doing the rounds at the moment. And this is where it's usually the girlfriend spills a load of tomato sauce on a counter and then challenges her partner to clean it up. Supposedly, if he does it right, then he's a keeper. Whereas if he smears it all over the place and makes a mess, no, get rid of him now. So, yeah, they're as scientific as that, so they are.
Yeah, does it have to be ketchup? Can it be any condiment?
Ooh, now that's a diversification I haven't seen. It is very much, it's called the ketchup challenge, so I don't know if you absolutely have to. I suppose it makes a lot of mess. I mean, some of the scenarios I've seen, I feel like my mummy worrying about the waste of ketchup because, like, it's not cheap and they're sloshing it all over the counters. But
yeah, the thing is, like, if you're going out with someone and maybe you don't know each other that well and suddenly she takes a bottle of ketchup, upends it and squirts a load of it on the floor, you'd think she was insane.
It, the test could backfire. You know,
yeah.
She's the one supposed to be testing him, but actually maybe he's thinking, no, do you know what? If you're going to be doing that, I don't want to hang around with you. Now, the philosophy behind it's supposed to be that, yes, the division of domestic labour in homes traditionally falls more on the woman, and so by not minimalising how important it is to know how to clean, then, you know, if you're with a guy who knows, right, you go and you get the spray and you scoop it up and you don't just smear it everywhere, that's showing you that actually, yeah, there's a bit of cop on there. And,
okay,
you know,
fair enough.
You're not going to have to teach him.
Yeah, rather than if he just stands there looking at you and going, hey, you're not going to clean that up now. Or gets down on all fours and licks it off the floor. That would be a...
I did see one man dunk chips in it. And I mean, I have to say, his girlfriend was raging, but I was a bit like, you know what, actually, I think that shows a bit of intelligence. Why not use it?
That does, yeah, indeed. So all these things are kind of, all these tests, are they? They're all, the women set them up to test men. There's no reverse test.
Now, funny enough, predominantly, yes, they are. Because another one is the name a woman test. And it's simply just women saying to their partner, name a woman. And I mean, supposedly what they should be doing is obviously saying their own name, saying the name of the woman they're with. But it's quite funny, I suppose, on social media to watch some guys scratching their head being like, what, any woman? I can pick any. You know, they seem to get quite sort of overthinking it. And I mean, there are things that you wonder how true they are, obviously. But I've seen, you know, women saying, you know, whenever their partner has named a completely random woman or else some woman, you know, maybe that they work with, where they're like, nope, that's it. He's gone. Not keeping him. That's telling me a lot that he didn't think to say my name. So I don't know. I do wonder, are people actually maybe putting store in them and following through?
That's what would worry me most, especially if that's how you rate another human being and then you're so shallow you put it on social media to tell people about it, then that's like, for instance, the bird test. What is the bird test?
Ah, Well, now this is where you supposedly look out the window and feign interest in something like a bird, and you're supposed to then see if your partner then shows interest in that too, then that means you're compatible. Whereas if they're like, okay, bird, or just don't even care, then no, there's no interest in your interests. They're all of this kind of level. You know, the other one is peeling an orange, where, you know, you're supposed to hand an orange to your partner and see if they can be bothered peeling it for you. And you just end up thinking, my God, like, if these are the things you're relying on to indicate a lifetime of happiness, you know, maybe relationships just aren't for you.
Yeah, is it because of Love Island? Is that where a lot of this has come from?
No, it was Love Island that kind of piqued my interest in the trend for relationship tests, because I don't know if you're a Love Island fan yourself. I watch it every year and then hate myself for it. But every year they're like, oh, this is the biggest test. And basically the test is whenever they're separated from the person they've been with for all of 2 minutes, and a load of other attractive people come in. And if they're more attracted to the new attractive people than the old attractive people, you know, that's the test. You know, that's what proves whether they should be with them or not. You're like, really? You think that's the test?
And when they were with the previous set of attractive people, did they get time to squirt ketchup on the floor or talk about birds or peel oranges for each other? Because that's what relationships are all about, really.
I'd say that's all coming to them. Or do you know what? I swear to God, was the biggest test of my relationship whenever we tried to get one of those coordinated pictures at the Leaning Tower of Pisa. I mean, if anything was going to finish us off, like, that was it, the stress.
That is stressful.
On a serious note, you know, relationships are testing enough. Like, Jesus, you don't need to go searching for these daft things to test them.
Yeah, yeah, really. And even if you consider setting this kind of a test, then it's all over. It's probably the conclusion you should jump to. Chrissy, thanks a million for talking to us. That's Chrissy Russell there. That piece is in today's Independent. One texter says, my girlfriend has had a string of affairs, but who cares? You want to see her clean up ketchup. Spotless.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health, or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.